Hello everyone, this is Katrina. I just want to mention a little disclaimer before we start the episode. I am still working out how to add music, so there is no music in this episode. Please forgive me for that. I am just starting out. And so I hope to have things figured out within the next episode, or possibly the one after it. I am miserably busy, but just know that I am working hard on my end to think things through and to ensure that this podcast becomes pleasurable to listen to. Regardless, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope you have a good day or evening. Hey everyone! Welcome to Soundtrack 25, my personal mixtape of moments, memories, and the music that helps shape them. I'm Katrina, and this is track one. One realm of music I find interesting are songs that mirror the aura of nature into a soundscape that can soothe our souls. Those songs serve not just as sound, but scenery, and can often invite us to think deeply about our lives. Have you ever been in the midst of a beautiful moment and asked yourself, why can't this moment last forever? If you have thought this way at any point, I have also been there too. For myself, I think having this type of thought was a way for me to express gratitude for the wonderful memory I could take part in, like an invitation I didn't expect to receive, but accepted nonetheless. I lived for a while accepting invitations like this and bottling up the anxiety that comes when these moments end, like a version of the Sunday scaries always replaying. However, change is the only thing that I can think of that is a constant in any human's life. With everything that exists, they will always change, and they will never be as they once were. I would like to introduce to you, therefore, a Japanese song called Sunset by Makoto Matsushita, which explores these exact feelings at the end of a season of endearing summer memories. When I first listened to this song, I was in the latter half of my years in college, which was a particularly dark and uncertain period of transition in my life. I needed a good cry, and this song offered me the space to be able to let my anxieties about change breathe a little more instead of suppressing them deep inside of myself. Although from afar, I think this tune could sound like your everyday elevator music. I believe it's absolutely dreadful if you treat it that way, because you miss so many little quirks to discover about it. I think in order to appreciate this song, I had to dedicate time to listen to it and do nothing else, because the beauty of this track comes from it gradually unfolding, where its wide spectrum of colors reveal themselves at their own pace. Therefore, I recommend, if you end up of giving this song a listen, that you dedicate, I'd say, 9 minutes to fully absorb its experience. On the spectrum of music, I think there are songs out there that catch us and reel us in with their addicting melodies and tempos, but there are also songs where you can intentionally make the space to listen to them and accept the patience that is required to appreciate their beauty. I believe that Sunset is like the latter. It is a song that isn't made to help us cope with mundane tasks, but a song that allows us to make room to reflect about the wider human experience, more specifically about the constancy of change. And here we are at the end of track one, The Signal of Summer's End. If you want to listen to Sunset by Makoto Matsushita, I'll leave a link in the show notes for more heartfelt listening. Or, even better, if you know a song that gives you the space to reflect on the passage of memories throughout your life, I'd encourage you to play it and reflect on how you feel after listening to it. Nevertheless, thanks for coming. Keep putting that soundtrack on repeat.